Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in North America. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I want to thank everyone so much for your help in supporting the program. We're now one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really special because during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing Simon Parks. He's a wonderful and fascinating man. And he has lots of things to say. He'll be on in just a few minutes. During the second hour, from 3 to 3:15, I'll be bringing on Seija Pohjonen-Koska, I hope I pronounced that right, and Michiko Hayashi from Japan and Finland to talk about a wonderful spiritual event just outside Helsinki, Finland, from May 25th to the 28th, and I hope you all can come. Then from 3:15 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing the wonderful and always fun Deborah Stelfox. In my opinion, Deborah is one of the world's best numerologists, and she also does a lot of love matchmaking, and I know you'll really enjoy her interview. I want to thank everyone so much for their support of this radio program because Out of This World is a nonprofit program entirely supported by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here on my cell in the United States at 509-750-9793. My accuracy rate's very high, and I can put people in touch with their loved ones who's passed away or contact their angelic guides. With that, I'd like to bring on my first guest, Simon, who's coming to us live from England today. Simon, I guess it's evening there, isn't it?
Yes, Ted. It's just after 10 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you have a fascinating background. You've said in the past that your soul is actually one-third human, one-third mantis, and one-third reptilian, but you chose to be human and benevolent. And both of your parents were involved, and I think grandfather, you said, was involved with intelligence services, both in Britain and the United States. And your website is www.simonparks.org, if I have that correct. And
yes.
You have an amazing background. I've always enjoyed talking to you. You were at my Galactic Wisdom Conference last year, and I'd love to have you back again next year as well. And if you wanted to fly here, I'll get you a ticket if you care to fly.
You know, that's so lovely of you, Ted. I don't fly in aeroplanes, but I would be delighted to do another rerun and do a Skype, conference with you. Yes, I would love to do that because you are such a great guy, and the audience that listens to your show are so awake, and it's a pleasure and a privilege actually for me to engage with them.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, the conferences will be on March 10, 11, 9, 10, 11, 2018 in a place called Harmony Hall, which I love the name, Simon. It's, it's funny, I rented the facility last year. And then I was with a friend of mine. We were standing outside of the hall during the first day of the event, and she turned around and said, "Ted, it says Harmony Hall." And I said, "Really? That's the name of it?" And I thought, that's perfect, absolutely perfect. But I have to ask you, you had a post on your website on April 6th, one day before the Stockholm attack, that there were multiple European targets for attack. Could you explain that a little bit? I know people are probably concerned about that.
We'd had the attack in Great Britain when the police officer was killed and the attacker was shot dead. And there was a number of debates as to where the next attack would be. And a number of people were thinking that possibly Denmark might be an attack. I'd shortly after that met with somebody. And when I meet with these people who are part of the intelligence network, they don't call at the door and we don't sit down and drink an English cup of tea and talk. It's not like that. It's not like James Bond at all. What generally happens is that I will go out to a store and I will pretend to buy something and somebody will, you know, be close to me pretending to buy something and we will have 30 seconds of conversation and then we move apart. That's how it's done. And what what I was told was that, well, first of all, what I need to say is important is that the white hats in the intelligence network are very concerned because the bad guys who are organizing these attacks mm-hmm. are not using electronic methods to pass information anymore.
Oh, okay.
They're doing it the old-fashioned way as it was in the 50s and 60s, literally by passing written notes or meeting people, which means it's very hard to pick up electronic chatter and to know what's happening. And so what we're seeing recently is the good guys being caught on the wrong foot uh-huh. because they're not getting the heads up on the information. So what they did know was that the European cities were targets, mm-hmm. and that there were going to be some attacks, but nobody knew when, where, or how. Mm-hmm. So I immediately posted that. I never even question. I just post. I think it's important that whatever information I give, I beg your pardon, whatever information I get, mm-hmm. that I post on my website, and I never charge for that. It's really mm-hmm. important. Sure. The next day was another attack on a European city. It was obviously the Stockholm attack. But what occurred from that actually was that all the European countries increased their security hugely,
right.
and that deterred any further attacks. That's what's interesting.
Well, may I make a suggestion? With your friends in the intelligence services, I'd be happy. I know good psychics, and I'd be happy to also volunteer my services as well if they need assistance, because a good psychic doesn't work by electronic means. We simply meditate. We wait for the answers, and the other higher angelic authorities come through, and they can give pretty accurate information: the how, when, why, or how, with sometimes, usually 100%, 90 to 100% accuracy on something like that. If we choose to focus in on it, so I'm just offering that.
I think we would accept that. I think the problem is that it's all been about money. In other words, let's get more budget money, and they get the budget money.
I would do it for free, and I know other psychics, I'm sure, who do it for free too. So,
I think what happens is that, Ted, is that they're all about building their departments or building their empires, and so mm-hmm. they build more of these things. One of the if it's an advantage, I don't really know that's the right word, but one of the advantages is that it's forcing the agencies to go back to detective work, so mm-hmm. they can't sit and look at electronic information. They've actually got to go out there now and start following people.
Sure.
It's gone back to that now. So mm-hmm. I think that's a really kind offer. And I think, I'm sure that the people that I talk to would be very interested in taking that up, simply sure. because, they've relied so heavily over the last 10 years on electronic eavesdropping
mm-hmm.
That they're a bit caught out now because these bad guys are literally writing stuff on bits of paper.
Well, my guides on the other side are saying, don't worry about that. Just have your people contact me, and I'd be happy to do it for free as a volunteer. I'm very accurate, and we would go with that.
I think what would happen is that they wouldn't contact you, but they might ask me to contact you, and then I would pass the information through to them.
Okay, that's fine.
So I think they would probably they would be very wary, not of you, mm-hmm. but they'd be very wary of any intercepts.
Fine.
These guys don't put their head above the parapet. But, I mean, sure. you know, I could have a chat with you, and, you could say, well, this is a possibility. And, then they can, contact that particular location and make sure that every police officer's out on the street and stuff like that.
I have several businessmen who contact me from time to time. They're good-hearted, in the light, very ethical, but they often have questions about what their business partners or people they're dealing with are thinking, so I can read the other person's mind with their permission and give them excellent advice. I had one case a couple of months ago where a gentleman was starting up a new company, and one of his partners was undermining his efforts and trying to take over the company, and I told him all about it, and it turned out to be true, and he's been very grateful since that time, because nobody likes to be stabbed in the back from somebody who thought was a friend. But with that, what do you make of this alleged gas attack on children 2 weeks ago in Syria? It sounded like a false flag to me, but I don't know.
Right. The difficulty is that 20, 25 years ago, the United States of America set itself up and the term was the policeman of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it became irrelevant as to who was the president, that the United States was the policeman of the world. Now, the difficulty for many bad guys is that Russia is a key member of the United Nations, and Russia can veto any decision that the UN would make, just as so can America, France, Britain, and China, the major players who won the Second World War.
Right.
So if you wanted to cause some trouble, you would have to cause it on a ground that's already highly charged.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty for President Trump was that when the evidence was presented to him, it looked as if there genuinely had been an attack. Mm-hmm. And it was only some 14 to 21 hours later that there was some doubt placed as to whether this was a genuine attack. So what Trump did was hedge his bets, and he launched a strike by something like 21 cruise missiles,
mm-hmm,
against a runway. So the attack was very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
The reply was very minimal, but he felt that he was forced to do that because America is seen as the policeman of the world, and if he hadn't acted, it would have destroyed the credibility of the United States. And at that time, the information that he had seemed to suggest that there was a real, genuine attack. There'd been lots of nonsense about Trump as being blackmailed and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
No, simply if you are the president of the greatest country in the world,
mm-hmm,
and you are presented with information that appears to show that children have been murdered by gas,
right,
what do you do? What do you do?
Right.
And you respond. And he responded in a very measured way. He didn't, mm-hmm, attack cities. He didn't attack schools.
Mm-hmm.
He attacked an airfield.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody was trying to create a third world war. The trouble is that Assad is not a good man. Assad has attacked his own civilians.
Right.
So the history is there.
Right.
And so, you know, you couldn't just immediately say, oh, it's nonsense. Then, mm-hmm, there is the possibility that it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Trump responded in a pretty good way, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for explaining that. There has been some criticism here in the United States of his recent actions, especially around the environment, for his approval of the oil pipeline at Standing Rock. And this goes into the attack on Syria, that there has been some criticism that he's surrounded himself with the same old, some people call them political hacks that were around during the former administration as well as George Bush. And yet when he first got into office, there were some really amazing things that he did as a fresh start. What do you see from your perspective there, Simon? I'd love to hear what you say.
All right. Well, the United States has a military government.
Mm.
That is a fact, although that's not obviously being discussed with.
Mm-hmm.
The generals are very much having a great say in the situation, both domestically and, but more importantly, externally in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that Trump will be murdered as Kennedy was murdered,
mm-hmm,
because if Trump was murdered, then the military would call out every soldier in every state, whether they are National Guard or regular,
mm-hmm,
and that would create a very difficult situation for the negative people. That's why they won't try to murder Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty for Kennedy never made that connection with the military, so when they murdered Kennedy, there was no balance there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of the decisions that he's made,
mm-hmm,
we have to remember that Trump is a hugely successful businessman,
mm-hmm,
and he's coming from a standpoint of business. He's also publicly said that he wants to make America great again,
mm-hmm,
which means that you've got to both follow new technologies,
mm-hmm,
which are yet to be revealed,
mm-hmm,
and also old technologies. And so, yes, I agree. I mean, you know, if I had my way, I certainly would not have agreed the oil pipeline through Standing Rock. But the
right.
problem is that this man, President Trump, has said, and he won the election largely on the Rust States,
mm-hmm,
by saying, I am going to bring business and jobs and employment to the United States. Now, if he then turned around and said, no pipeline, then these companies would say, hang on a minute, you are preventing us from doing business in Mexico. You are preventing us doing business in China. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to prevent us doing business in America.
Mm-hmm.
So he was caught in a very difficult position. And if you remember, he made the decision. He said, look, if the pipeline can be fabricated in the US, then I'll allow it to go through. However, it's still got to go to the court.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have never said that President Trump was a good man. What I've said is, if you had the alternative, we would have had a third world war. With President Trump, we will not get a third world war. So, yes, there will be problems and issues and many things we don't agree with,
sure.
But that's got to be a lot better than what we were looking at. Remember, even the CIA didn't want Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of the generals didn't want Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA, their pet term for Hillary Clinton was the Antichrist.
You're kidding. Oh, my goodness.
That's what wow. they referred to her in their meetings as wow. the Antichrist. That wow. is why WikiLeaks mm-hmm. was supported not by Russia,
mm-hmm.
but by the National Security Agency and the CIA mm-hmm. making sure that the WikiLeaks stuff got out because they didn't want her. So although it's not nice what happened in Standing Rock and it's not nice in other things, it's got to be a better deal because we have more stability on the planet than we have had for a long time.
Sure, sure. That's an amazing comment. Thank you so much, Simon, for explaining that. And I resonate with that. I think you're, you know, certainly hitting a home run as far as the truth goes. I have to ask you this. There was something interesting you said that about Hillary Clinton last year, that last year, 2016, was the last time she could run for president as a human-looking
yes.
entity. I'd love your comment on that a little bit, if you don't mind.
I think that there will probably already getting all the eulogies ready for her. I don't think she'll last very much longer mm-hmm. on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was her last chance, and I think that they did a deal in the sense that they were ready, that both Clintons were ready to run,
mm-hmm.
Move to perhaps New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Many of the elite are trying to get to New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
ever since it was made famous with the Lord of the Rings film.
Oh.
So a lot of people decided, who were very wealthy and very powerful, that's near the mountains was where they would like to build a bunker and go and live.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these huge homes have got very large tunnel complexes built underneath them.
Wow.
But I think that we might see Hillary Clinton leaving the planet in the next 12 months to 18 months anyway.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I guess with that, I would love to ask you, Simon, about what do you see for this year? And the reason I'm asking that is because the frequency levels of this planet, as measured by something called the Schumann resonance, Simon, has gone really way up. For tens of thousands of years, it stood at 7.8 hertz, which is a vibrational rate for planet Earth. Then in September of last year, it jumped to almost 14 hertz. Christmas time, it went up to 36 hertz, went down at the end of December to 32 hertz. Then it went to 40 in January, and most recently, one of my listeners told me it's up to 90 hertz. And as this vibrational level of the planet keeps increasing, all my spirit friends say that we're headed for higher and higher dimensions of this planet, which is a good thing.
Yes. I hadn't heard 90, I'd heard 60, but
okay.
You know what? That's so much higher than it was just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
We know this is true because the elite are finding it harder and harder to lie to us. When the Schumann resonance was down under the 10 marker, the elite could have deception after deception and lie to us. And I've said it in my own conferences that we had a nasty, horrible, evil paedophile called Jimmy Savile. And for 40 years, he abused children and was protected, and it didn't ever come out.
Wow.
And then it came out. And what's happening is, as the human consciousness rises, because it's linked to the Schumann resonance,
mm-hmm.
as that rises, it begins to surpass the capabilities of the evil doers
mm-hmm.
to keep the curtain down. So we are seeing more and more, and it's becoming harder and harder for these people to lie to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen. It's come to a point where nobody bad will want to go into government because they won't be able to rob us or lie to us or trick us or do anything else. because we'll just laugh at them.
Uh-huh.
And the only people who're going to get into government will be decent, honest people.
Wow.
And that's one of the advantages of the Schumann resonance rising.
Wow.
That's totally separate from the fact that we will move through the fourth dimension and go straight into the fifth dimension and settle in the fifth. So we will see this ripping up of our understanding of the third dimensional paradigm, the rules and laws which were crafted by fourth dimensional magic stroke energy,
mm-hmm.
to try to prevent humanity from evolving. Mm-hmm. And now we as the human race are forcing this bubble that we live in bigger and bigger and bigger, and at some point it's going to split. Now, what the satanic evil forces have done is they've stretched the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
If the audience can imagine a rubber band,
okay,
we call elastic bands in this country, but I guess you guys call them a rubber band.
Rubber bands, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you can pull it,
mm-hmm.
but you can only pull it to a certain point before
right.
it snaps.
Right.
So imagine that we took that rubber band and we wrote 1 at one end and 12 on the other. So 1 is January and 12 is December.
Right.
And then pull that rubber band. What we've done is we've got the same amount of material, the mm-hmm. same amount of rubber, but we've stretched time. So it means that our journey from number 1 to number 12 is actually going to take 2 to 3 times longer.
Wow.
Now, there's only a finite amount that you can stretch this band.
Right.
And what the evil guys have done is to try to slow up human development
mm-hmm.
by stretching the timelines. It's also to try to hold off the economic collapse by stretching the timelines. Now, they've reached a point where they can't stretch time any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got now is what we've got. And mm-hmm. that's why these guys have got nowhere to run. And we're going to see some very big changes in this summer. Now, your audience, I'm sure, are familiar with a guy called Cliff High.
Yes, Cliff High. Yeah, he lives in the same town where I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he's just done a recent report, which mm-hmm. came out a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he is absolutely saying what I and others have said. There is an economic crash for this summer. And he is now calling for an economic crash. He's calling it out sometime between June and August. And you remember, I've been on your radio show a couple of times now, and I've been saying for the last 2 years, look, it's coming. It'll be end of summer, fall. So we've got a lot of commentators now, both in, I don't call it the alternative media, I call it the truthful media,
mm-hmm.
calling the truth. And in the established media, they're now also saying that they fear this is coming. So, well, you know, we guys have led this, and now the established media, very late in the day, are coming to it as well.
Right.
And that means that the establishment know they can't stretch the timelines any longer. So it's exciting times.
Cliff will be coming actually on my show here. I just got to work out a time. I contacted him last month. He lives in the same town where I do, actually. It's kind of
fantastic.
Fun. Such a small world.
I've got a lot of time for him. He's a very good guy.
Well, I will certainly say hi to you, say to him for you when I contact him. What I wanted to ask you, Simon, do you know specifics? Now, you said economic collapse. Will that mean devaluation of the dollar, other currencies? Will it mean, for example, I'm not sure. What will it be like a 30s styled collapse, or it'll be like 2008, or what do you see?
Right. It's slightly been altered because of this. We were talking about this before this topic, but the stretching of the timelines have artificially altered the projections, because this is why the elite are stretching the timelines. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
President Trump has called for a rejuvenation of the United States to make the United States great again.
Mm-hmm.
What he needs is the technology coming out of Antarctica
mm-hmm.
to drive that forward. That's beginning to start early days now.
Mm-hmm.
But he is going to come up against some very, very difficult entrenched systems that will try to prevent that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a combination of not being able to get that going fast enough will mm-hmm. cause some panic in mm-hmm. the Dow Jones and the markets.
Mm-hmm.
Also, now, of your US dollar,
mm-hmm.
It's made up of 100 pennies, 100 cents, isn't it, your dollar?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, only 2 cents of every dollar is non-debt ridden.
Wow.
98 cents of every dollar is actually now indebted. So there is no wriggle room left. So if we get somebody saying we want our bills paid or we want the interest paid, there isn't the capability now in the United States to see it off. If you think about all the other issues they've had, the US has been able to buy its way out or print its way out of a problem. Sure. But it's to the stage now that there's no more wriggle room left. So what I envisage, I know for a fact that President Trump would like to return to the gold standard for the US.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump wants to do away with the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for a fact. The difficulty is there is not enough gold in the United States. So the option is a silver, return to a silver-backed currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if the Fed goes, that's what they'll have to do. Looking at a reduction in the value of the dollar between 25 and 30%,
okay.
Looking at a gentle collapse. It'd still be a collapse, but a gentle collapse over a two-year period,
mm-hmm.
and then quite a good renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a good renaissance. In other words, a real bounce back, but not just a boom and bust, as we say in the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
but a real chance for America to come back with new rules,
uh-huh.
new laws,
mm-hmm.
a cleaner way of doing things,
mm-hmm.
And to dominate the planet in a nice way, not in a military petrodollar way, but to be able to say, we want to be able to share and help,
sure.
On an ethical way. So I actually think that there's got to be a little bit of pain to come through. So I suggest sure. a two-year period of economic decline,
mm-hmm.
and then a good strong bounce back.
Hmm.
But that decline will see some hardship in your country and my country and other European countries as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this leads to the next question is, what will if the value of the currencies go down 25 to 30%, does that mean metals like silver will go up correspondingly?
Yeah, if the US moves to a silver-backed currency,
mm-hmm.
then the silver price will skyrocket.
Hmm. Okay.
If it doesn't move to silver back, it will still go up, but not in the same way.
Hmm.
I honestly think that gold and silver will increase in value. It's at the moment it's holding its position.
Right.
It has been high and it's dropped down. There's been a lot of rigging of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But when it becomes obvious that the Bitcoin is not going to work,
right.
it cannot work.
Right.
It just isn't capable of working.
Right.
So when that occurs, then I think the US will move to that. Now, mm-hmm. those the members of your audience who are perhaps a little bit familiar with my work
mm-hmm.
know that I've been working with a man called Win Keech,
mm-hmm.
and we are trying to bring a trade and barter system to the planet
mm-hmm.
through mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to do, create a mobile app which allows people to trade and barter, because this is the only planet in the verse that is so heavily linked to money. There isn't another planet that trades in the same way that we do. And,
right.
you know, we need to move out. Now, what's really fascinating, we talked about Cliff High.
Right.
Cliff High and his latest report, and I haven't put it on my website and I need to do that,
mm-hmm.
simonparks.org.
Mm-hmm.
I need to put that because Cliff High actually says that an innovation is coming from people outside of the United States,
mm-hmm.
and their innovation is going to save the US and other countries.
Mm.
Now, that is really, really staggering.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, Wynne and I are going to try and crowdfund our project, because the elite aren't going to support us. And if we can get it started, then we can really help people. So I would suggest that people keep their eyes open. We're not ready to sort of go running yet, but in literally the next fortnight, we will be, you know, launching a Twitter, onto internet, onto Facebook, and explaining to everybody what we've got and how it will benefit humanity and how it will benefit individuals. So it's an exciting time, and it's just fascinating that Cliff High has picked up something along those lines.
Well, you know, I think that'd be a great topic. When I have him on my show, I'll certainly ask him about that. Simon, I want to make this offer to you, too. When you do get the fortnight, well, that's pretty quick. Well, if you like, just I'll make time for you on my show. Just welcome. Come back anytime, and you can talk
about
it.
That's so kind. We're trying to explain to the elite that this is not threatening them, because if there is an economic crunch coming,
right,
then if many millions of people are able to do trade and barter on a mobile phone,
mm-hmm.
Then it actually is going to keep the system ticking over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too complicated to explain, you know, on our short show. But once we go public, then we'll have like question and answers, and we'll have it fully explained to people and they can understand how it works. But it's not going to be run by a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be run as every other damn thing is on this planet, just out of greed.
Right.
We are creating this for humanity because we want humanity to be able to trade and barter without being extortionately ripped off by huge corporations. And so in some ways it is a bit of a threat, but at the same time it will allow individuals, small businesses to keep ticking over. And we know that people will move to this once it's launched because it's fair and it's equitable. Mm-hmm. And I would really welcome the chance just for 5 minutes on your show at some point just to talk about it in detail. That would be lovely.
Well, I'd love to have you back on to talk about it. Let's maybe in about 3 weeks. Is that all right?
That would be fantastic. Well, why not both Wynn and I?
Okay.
We're the two guys who are going to be running it, and that would be great.
Okay, let's plan for May 12th during the 2 to 3 p.m. hour here. It's not so late where you are.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll have you back on, Simon. And,
thank you.
And your friend.
Thank you. Yeah. The, my friend, the man Wynn Keach,
mm-hmm.
he keeps a very low profile, but I will just tell you a little bit about him for your audience.
Okay.
Every time, you know, we put our credit card or our debit card into the reader or we tap the machine and it takes from our account.
Right.
He was the guy who invented the codes. So when you put your credit card or debit card into the machine, it converts it into a code to send to the bank. He created that. Now, he lives only 5 miles away from me.
Oh, really?
And mm-hmm. when he invented it, the National Security Agency flew from America
mm-hmm.
to his house here in Yorkshire, mm-hmm. where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to him, and I quote, "There isn't a code in the world that the NSA can't break, but we can't break your code."
Huh, amazing.
"We would like to fly you to Fort Worth, Maryland, and do a deal with you." So they flew him out to NSA headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'd been banned from America because he was a crop circle researcher at those times, and they didn't want him in America because he was researching crop circles.
Mm.
And the deal was he gave them the codes, providing they let him go and visit America anytime he wanted. Now, that is the innovation, and he is bringing his codes to this project for free. The company that he created, he doesn't run that company anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The company he created is now worth half a billion dollars.
Wow.
And amazing. The codes that he created, he is gifting to humanity so that we can use this trade and barter app totally secure on our phone, and he doesn't want a penny for that, and he's saying, "This is my gift to humanity, because we need ordinary people to be able to trade and do business with each other on their mobile phones. It's not like eBay, it's not a PayPal." And so he's got the track record.
Mm-hmm.
He's an absolute genius guy, and he would love to come and have a couple of minutes chat on your show.
Wonderful. You know, both Cliff and I live in the same town, Olympia, Washington, about 60 miles south of Seattle here. And I'll see if I'll send him a note and see if he could like to. Is that okay if I brought him on the show?
Yes, absolutely fine.
Okay, all right, yeah. I'll ask him.
Yeah. I want to just quickly talk about the FEMA are running a special drill in America.
Sure,
This week coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware of it. FEMA are going to simulate as if a 10 kiloton nuclear bomb was detonated in Newark, Lincoln Tunnel.
I saw that post last night. Yeah, I thought, I thought, what next? I mean,
okay. Well, what it's about, I want to tell your audience, mm-hmm. is it's about the effect of an EMP blast.
Mm.
What they're doing is they are going to simulate the effect on communications mm-hmm. of an EMP blast mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. with a 10 kiloton range, which is I know you and I do miles,
mm-hmm.
but in the military they talk about clicks, kilometers. Mm-hmm. There are 10 kilometer radius from this pretend blast.
Wow.
They want to work out what communications would be affected. Now, the reason this is important is that in your country and my country, over the last 8 months, utility companies have been going around EMP-proofing power lines.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they've not been advertising it, but they are expecting some form of EMP event, and they're trying to make sure that the infrastructure can hold out. Now, the other thing is that North Korea has a what we'd call a demolition charge.
Mm-hmm.
The United States lost about 12 demolition charges. Mm. I say lost, I'm just losing the term. These are nuclear demolition charges.
Oh, wow.
And the North Koreans have ex-Chinese technology, and they've put one of these charges into a satellite, which is around America. Now, if that detonates, it would cause an EMP blast. So what FEMA are doing is they are practicing and getting ready
mm-hmm.
Should such a thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on which is not being broadcast to the American people.
Sure.
And I just want to give everyone the heads up what the situation is. So that's why you're having that drill down in Newark, because there is a potential of an EMP event, and they just want to practice it and work it out.
Well, I have to tell you, Simon, since you've been on the air, I've all this beautiful angelic light now in the studio. And
oh, that's nice.
It always happens when you're here on the show.
You have
this beautiful light. I know the angels are here. And with that, I wanted to tell you, I have two people who've been in direct contact with benevolent extraterrestrials who are very interested in talking to you. Is it okay if I refer
yes.
them on to you? Okay.
Yes, most certainly.
Okay.
Very happy to do so.
Okay, for their privacy, I'll send you an email over the weekend. I'll explain
that'll
who
be
they
lovely.
Are.
That's
they,
fine.
They wanted to talk to you.
That's fine.
I've also, you know, one of the things, too, that I want to explain to my listeners around the world is that you do wonderful readings. In your readings, you go back into the star history of a person's soul, where they came from.
Yes.
And I remember last year when you were on my show, you said something very interesting. I asked you about my background, and you said that I originally came from the Pleiades, before that Arcturus.
Yes.
And I had come down here to Earth to raise consciousness. And I want to thank you so much. That's so intriguing for you to say that. And I was wondering if you might have anything more to say on that.
I work on photographs. That's why I do it Skype. I need a visual. So if you want to send me a picture during the remaining time of this, and I can look at the picture and do it like that.
Okay. Okay, I can do that.
That's how I do it. And I also I spend a great deal of my time working with people who are who've been hurt by satanic cults.
Uh-huh.
Also organizations that have tried to mind control people through trauma.
Uh-huh.
People who have had suicide programs, so I can deprogram the suicide program.
Wow.
People who have alternate personalities, I can get the core to reabsorb those personalities.
Mm-hmm.
People who have demonic possession, they can remove those.
Mm-hmm.
And when I set myself up to do this, I had no clue just how the need on this planet was. I didn't realize just how huge the problem was. I didn't grasp how many thousands of people have been abused and hurt. I couldn't come to terms with you know, I have nearly 11,000 emails unanswered. I am just totally swamped. And what I have to do is go through and I prioritize people who really, really need help.
Sure. I understand.
And it just shows, I mean, the planet is beautiful. The problem is that evil people have used the kindness of humanity. I always say, look, people aren't stupid. Humans aren't stupid.
Right.
They are trusting and they're naive. Right. Because what happens What happens is that when God, creator, source, makes us, if we come straight to Earth, we arrive here without any preconceived ideas. We've got no check history, right or wrong. And when we arrive here, we just believe everything we're told because we are good people. We don't believe that anyone could be. okay. And so.
Yeah, don't say those words on the air. My producer just reminded me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway.
That's okay.
BS,
I didn't know.
BS detector.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric.
And so the situation is that these people have got used to that. Now, we talked about the Schumann resonance rising, and I've seen in seven years I've been doing this that people are becoming more and more aware, but there's still a lot of damage and pain being done to people. And it's heartbreaking when I have children. Young people who have had some stuff, and yet when they get better and they you know, and it's wonderful because then that evil stopped there. They don't transfer it on to their children. They stop it, and we are seeing a change for the better on this planet, where people are beginning to evolve out of the trickery.
Great. Well, I just sent you my picture, Simon. Sent it to. Let's see here.
Arrived yet?
Simon.Parks3@bpopenworld.com. Is that right?
Simon.Parks3@btopenworld.com. Simon. That's on the email. Right. Let me just open my cell phone then. And I don't want to knock the Skype in case we lose connection.
That's all right.
But I'll just open it on my phone, and then we'll. Yes, it's come through, so I'll just open it now.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasure. Okay, there you are. Right. How recent is the picture?
August of last year. I was in Montreal at a conference then.
Okay, all right. Obviously, we're live, and I'm not going to say anything that, is private or confidential.
Sure, that's fine.
But you obviously here are under strain. Were you with somebody or a group of people who were difficult?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I can tell that. You are under attack in this photograph. You are psychically under attack, and you are fighting it off. That's very interesting.
Really?
Yes. Weren't you aware of your energies being drawn away?
I do know that there is a foreign government that has caused problems for my friends before. I'm talking cryptically.
I understand.
And I think you may know who they are. It's not in the West. It's in the East. And because of the nature of the work I do as a light worker, I've picked up information that they have attempted to attack me in the past psychically. But I more as long as I'm aware of it and cover myself with lots of white light, I don't worry about it. So.
Sure. Well, it's just that on the picture that's what I'm detecting. Okay. Well, the Palladian comes through very very strongly, and Arcturus as well. But this picture is very helpful because the light on it is excellent. Before I had to work from Skype and you're in the studio and the light wasn't that good. So this is actually really helpful because what it's telling me here is there's a part of you which is connected to source, which has come beyond the physical. Now, when we go beyond Lyra's in the upper sixth dimension. Lyra is the last bastion where we have bone, flesh, and skin. When you go into the seventh dimension, what the New Age calls light bodies, I prefer energy body, you exist as consciousness. Now, humans are connected to source, but the consciousness information is not instantaneous. There's a slight delay because it has to be transferred through an organic body. Sure. But when you are energy and you exist in the verse, to put it crudely, if Jupiter scratches her knee, then, Neptune will hear it. And it's instantaneous. Now, you clearly have incarnated in non-physical bodies, and I would put you somewhere between the 9th and 12th dimension.
My goodness.
So you have had a lifetime of energy, and for some reason which I can't detect, you decided to come down and be in a physical body.
Right.
But what is obvious is that the moment that you hit the fifth dimension, mm-hmm. you were coming here. Mm-hmm. So you're stopping off at two locations in the fifth dimension, Arcturus, although Arcturus now is in the bottom of the sixth dimension. Mm-hmm. So you were training. You were getting ready to understand what goes on Earth. You missed out the fourth dimension completely, mm-hmm. I think, and you came straight here. So you were a man on a mission, and that's what I could publicly tell you. So it's a really good picture. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. I can sometime. I know you do readings. I know you're busy, but I'd love a follow-up reading and be happy to, you know, to pay for that sometime. I know you're busy. But,
I would be delighted to do it for you. That, you know, it would be a pleasure for me as well. So okay. Yeah, that's fine. If you want to send an email to that effect, and then that will be dealt with.
Okay. I will do that. I will do that. Boy, I wanted to ask you too. All my friends, my psychic friends, many spiritual people say that this year, Simon, is a very pivotal year in humanity's future. And you've already talked about that, this economic collapse. But I don't look, I don't.
That's not what it's about, is it?
No, it's not about that at all. No, it's not about that at all. It's not about that at all. But what else do you see in the future? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. That is the physical expression of the economic collapse, and many other things are the physical expression of the old temple falling down. Mm-hmm. The reality here is that all planets and all stars evolve. Mm-hmm. And what the negative guys are doing is what is called advanced solar protection, ASP. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've been spraying material into the atmospheres, and one of those reasons for doing that is to reflect back the sun's particular wavelength of energy, mm-hmm. because it is the sun that is causing the planet to evolve. It is our star, not just us, but all the planets in the solar system, mm-hmm. are all heating up. There's no such thing as global warming. Mm-hmm. The planet Earth is advancing temperature-wise because the frequency from the sun has altered, and that is causing the Schumann resonance to evolve, and it's causing humanity to evolve. So what the negative guys do is start spraying like mad, crazy into the air with aluminum and other metal particulates, right. in an attempt to reflect back this particular energy beam, which is, of course, stretching the timeline on the planet. It won't work. Because right. humanity is going to evolve,
right.
and what will happen is there will be a total rejection of the status quo.
Wow.
In other words, people will say, I don't want to do business like this anymore.
Right.
I don't want to be told what to do anymore.
Right.
The values that you're giving me, I actually don't think are very spiritual. So we are going to see in different ways, in different countries, at different speeds, the local communities beginning to look for alternative ways to solve problems. So the problems that we have on this planet, instead of let's get the textbook down off the shelf and see what we're supposed to do,
right.
you're going to find groups of people coming together and saying, to heck with that.
Right.
We've got a solution. Let's go with it. And that's what's going to happen, and it cannot be stopped.
You have explained something to me that I've heard parts, and you wrapped it up in the last 2 minutes in a very beautiful and profound way of what I've heard bits and parts of. I wanted to share this little vignette with you. I was talking on the phone with William Tompkins, who worked in the secret space program here in the United States and designed many of their spacecraft beyond this planet. And he told me that some of the planes dumping chemtrails here in the United States, I don't know about elsewhere, but here in the United States, especially in California, are not Earth planes. They are actually reptilian aircraft or UFOs, And they've got their own, this was some years ago, they have their own purposes in blocking out the sun and making it more friendly to their own species, the reptilians, and making it less friendly to us humans. And that made sense, too. I don't know what the situation is now. I get various reports. For example, Corey Good has said that the entire solar system now has been quarantined. Many of the reptilians have been kicked off. But you still have the cabal or the negative influences doing their negative programs. But I've asked the Galactic Alliance as to how much longer this nonsense of chemical spraying will continue. And they told me five, six months ago would be another, I get the number two. And what I got was 2 years, not two days, 2 weeks or 2 months, but 2 years. So we have another about a year and a half left of this nonsense. But I do see it stopping and soon. They do chemtrail spraying here in Seattle. Usually it's high altitude. In eastern Washington, they do it as close as 50, 60 yards to the ground, and they spray aluminum, barium, and strontium. Many people over there are getting very, very sick. But I'm looking forward to the day when it stops, Simon.
Okay. Yes. I mean, what's happened? When it's a low spray, that is because it's got things to make people ill, and you need to get inside your house.
Yeah.
When it's being sprayed up in the air, what they're now doing is hitting it with HAARP-like technology.
I see.
And you know that because in the old days, if you find an old book of a field that gets plowed,
right,
you see the furrows. Well, what you'll see is that you'll see the chemtrails, but you'll see as if someone's taken a sharp knife and cut them very, very sharpish and fanned them out like a Chinese fan.
Oh, yeah,
now,
right.
That means it's been hit by HAARP technology. And what they're trying to do is dissipate this stuff throughout the atmosphere quickly. So if it's high up, it's aluminum material, metal particulates designed to reflect the sun's energy. If it's low down spraying, it's got viruses and bacteria in a form of gel. It's a nutrient gel that allows those bugs to survive while they're coming down onto the earth. Oh. If that is happening, I suggest to everybody you get inside, even if it's just get in your car, shut your windows and doors, and just stay in there until it's come through.
I was the city that was being sprayed is Moses Lake, Washington. It's approximately a good 2.5 hours from Seattle. You go east along Interstate 90. And back when I was living then, it was being sprayed 2 to 3 times a day. The planes, the planes, it was terrible. And the planes were from the U.S. Navy. They were P-130 Orions. And the pictures I took, Simon, they were so close, I could see whether the pilot had a mustache or not.
Lord.
And it was that close. And they cut across back where people getting sick left and right, stillbirths. One of the highest breast cancer rates in the nation is in Moses Lake. But that whole area gets sprayed quite a bit. And there's interesting because there's an old airport there at Moses Lake, and the planes refuel there. And there's a Japanese company called Chemicon, which specializes in heavy metals. And I suspect they get their supply of garbage to spray upon people over there. But it's a mess. It's still going on as far as I know. So,
well, the thing is that we did have a break. Last year, there was a disruption because a number of the very, very, very top elite half-human, half-reptilian people left the planet, and they have what they call post-holders. So the guy who was in charge of the chemtrailing was not around, and so for 6 months, it was hugely reduced. It didn't stop. It hugely reduced, and then they replaced him, and then actually the last 6 weeks, there's been a massive increase in chemtrailing because these guys are losing control, and they're just hitting out as they can. But you're right. It's not going to last much longer.
No, it's not going to last much longer, and there are actually simple things you can do to boost your immune system if you're in an area where there's chemical spraying. All you do is drink 3 or 4 glasses of water every day. In each glass, put in 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. This is not health advice. This is just to help your immune system. And put in about 1/2 teaspoon to a teaspoonful of baking soda in each glass, and it will boost your immune system and allow you to get rid of any toxins in your body or in your environment. Simon, this I've had such a good time talking to you today. We've got about a little less than a minute left, and I want to thank you so much for coming on and give you an opportunity to say whatever words you like to my listeners around the world.
Oh, the time flies so quickly with you and your audience because you're such a great bunch of people. It just goes too quick. I think all I want to say is that everyone needs to be really happy and brave, not to have any fear in their hearts, to know that as long as they stay true to themselves and they try and practice being good and kind and truthful to everybody, then the United States of America, which is the most important country in the world, and I know I get told off for saying that, but it's the truth, it will survive, it will go through, and then all of the people on the planet actually will have a good chance of actually coming out the other end, and we'll look back and we'll say, well, that was a hell of a ride, wasn't it? Yep. But, you know, we've made it and we're here. Okay. And I want people just to be brave.
Okay. Thank you so much, Simon, for coming on today. I'll send you an email over the weekend and have a beautiful, beautiful evening.
God bless.
Thank you.